This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So Mara. Of course, I finished it, love. Still.
I mean, you've started it.
I started it.
You gotta finish it.
Gotta finish it.
I am a professional, damn it.
Damn it. If I say I'm gonna finish eight episodes of a TV show, I'm going to finish eight episodes. Especially if I hate it. Just so I can simmer in that hatred for longer.
This is what we do.
This is what I do.
We take one for the team so you don't have to.
You don't have to.
All right, Jack Ryan. All right.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, I'm Fakir Pagan, alongside Bahir Yusuf, Jack Ryan. Finally, we get a television series based on Tom Clancy's most beloved character.
And I think this is important to note. It's about the character. It's not about The Hunt for Red October. It's not about The Summer of All Fears. This is about Jack Ryan.
It is. It stars John Krasinski, Wendell Pierce, Abby Cornish, Ali Suleiman, and Timothy Hutton. I love that Timothy Hutton is in it. He plays a really small role as one of the CIA directors, and I wasn't expecting to see him, but I just like him in everything.
I really like Timothy Hutton in that TV show. It ran for a couple of seasons, I think 4 or 5 seasons.
Leverage. Yeah, that's the one.
The other thing as well, it was nice to see Wendell Pierce back on TV. I loved him in Tremé, in HBO's Tremé. He was in The Wire. That relationship they have is amazing.
Yeah. So this one is brought to you by Carlton Cuse and Graham Rowland. Carlton Cuse, of course, was responsible for Lost, Bates Motel.
Yes.
He was also, I think, one of the showrunners, if not the showrunner on The Strain. He was also responsible for one of my favorite TV shows as a younger person, Martial Law.
Oh, God. Why did I ask?
Yes, but... Oh. This is none of those shows.
This is not any of those shows.
Now, it's interesting because Jack Ryan is a character with some brand recognition, right?
Mm.
Tom Clancy has been dead for a few years now, but he still has novels hitting the shelves because the Tom Clancy machine of ghostwriters and co-writers are still in force. And Jack Ryan still exists in the literary sphere. He is now, I think, retired as President Jack Ryan.
Oh, really?
And his son... Jack Ryan Jr.
Oh, wow.
Is part of a covert team.
Wait, he becomes president?
He does. So at the end of Debt of Honor,
okay,
Japanese militants crash a plane into the Capitol building during the State of the Union, killing everyone, and Jack becomes president. And then the next book is called Executive Orders, and it's him essentially forming this cabinet of technocrats and like really changing
what?
How White House and Washington, D.C. was trying to.
Was he a Democrat?
I think he was a Democrat.
Okay, just curious. I don't know why I asked you.
I don't know if that's actually spelled out in the book. I can't remember now.
Oh.
Man, these books were from 15 years ago, if not more.
I read
them such a long time ago, but really, really cool books. So
I never knew Jack Ryan as a character. I've never read any of the books.
Okay? Right.
I never knew Jack Ryan as a character moved along. Like, I always assumed it was just a character that that Tom Clancy will bring up for when he's writing these separate books.
So there is constant progression throughout these novels with the character of Jack Ryan. And Summer of All Fears is followed by Debt of Honor, which is followed by Executive Orders. And then you see him progress throughout the American system as well.
Mm.
Now, in cinema... The character has been portrayed by 4 different people, right?
Yes.
Harrison Ford, Alec Baldwin, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine.
Yes.
Alec Baldwin portrayed him first in The Hunt for Red October, and then Harrison Ford twice in Clear and Present Danger and Patriot Games.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pine in Jack Ryan, the movie, and then Ben Affleck in the Sum of All Fears, which was rejigged to show a younger Jack Ryan.
Yes.
Not a great film.
No. Although it's got a great... leave Schreiber as one of your other favorite characters.
John Clark.
Yes.
Yes. Who's not in the series.
Who's not in the series.
We should really talk about this series.
And we should probably go back to the series. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway. Now, I had a tremendous time watching the series. It's 8 episodes long.
Yeah.
They're about an hour each.
Yeah.
And they tell a singular story.
Yes.
Now, what Harrison Ford and John Krasinski have in common in the portrayal of Jack Ryan is that he is so black and white in a gray world. He is so good. Mm. He does not compromise, and he always does the right thing, which Affleck, Pine, and even Baldwin don't necessarily get into that aspect of the character.
They don't do it too much. I think, for me, the Alec Baldwin, Jack Ryan, was really just a character in a Sean Connery submarine movie.
It felt like that.
You know what I mean? It wasn't really about Jack Ryan, right? And you're right. I think the fact that you've got Jack Ryan, who's a very black and white character in this, say, for example, in the TV show, at one point, Wendell Pierce goes, "You can't do that. This is a gray world."
Hey, Archie.
Yeah. And it's interesting because, of course, in a spy setting, you can't be black and white. You have to be, you have to give this guy money. Sure, that money is going to go to
prostitution
or drugs, but you have to do it because you need to get this guy.
Who's going to help save the lives,
save the lives of tens of thousands of other people. Yeah.
And I think it's so, and I think that works so well in this day and age, right? Mm. When it feels like everything is gray and you want a hero. So many of our heroes are anti-heroes, or they've made these compromises.
Yeah.
Which is why Captain America stands out so much in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because he is that guy who does not compromise.
Yeah, but for me also, John Krasinski's character is also feels very jaded. He's fairly young, and he's mostly an analyst, but he's been to war. So he's very much jaded with that, with the guns and the death and the bombs and the explosions, right? But when he gets down to it, he can pull up a gun and shoot. He can run from explosions. He can drive a car. So, but the look of just absolute
fatigued,
yeah, from John Krasinski is amazing. I think Wendell Pierce still's got fight in him. You can see that. But just John Krasinski, for a guy who's never been on the field as an agent. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked him, his version of this Jack Ryan character.
I think just John Krasinski, man. Is there nothing he cannot do between A Quiet Place, directing and co-writing that, to playing, I think now, the definitive Jack Ryan?
Mm.
Because even though this one is not based on any specific book, it is upgraded for our modern troubles. Even though it's not based on any specific book, it feels like it comes from a place where Carlton Cuse and Graham Rowland really understand the character.
Yeah, it's a very character-driven show. Sure, there's an overarching arc about a terrorism ring and possible explosions, blah, 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 but it's still a character piece between Jack Ryan, Wendell Pierce's character, and then even Abby Cornish's character, which is very, very nicely put in.
Yeah, so Kathy Mueller, who plays his eventual wife. I mean, they're kind of casually dating in this series. The story is pretty run-of-the-mill in that it is about fighting terrorism and how these terror events get translated into Europe and America.
Mm.
It's pretty run-of-the-mill, but where it succeeds, I think, is that it gives you a good look into the inner lives of these terrorists.
Mm.
In that I found myself sympathizing with them too.
Yes.
It wasn't just a black and white caricature.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, caricature is a great word, right? Because the terrorists are not fighting just to fight for fighting's sake. They've got a reason. There's background.
It goes beyond just, oh, my village was bombed when I was a kid, right?
But even then, the terrorist side, essentially, the tribes, they're smaller. They're infighting, essentially, and that gets through here somewhat. And just the backstory of how they've moved throughout the world, right? So you, on one hand, some people simplify it by arguing, oh, these people are just desert dwellers, don't know anything about the world. But a lot of times they're not. They're very educated. They've traveled the world, and this is what they see, and this is how they've come back.
Yes.
And that's a very interesting thing to look at.
And they make it a point to kind of draw this picture of systemic oppression that leads people to do this.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really fascinating portrayal. It doesn't feel like your typical American mainstream television show.
No, it doesn't feel like a network show.
I think some people have complained about that. And yes, there's a little two-dimensionalness in the depiction of the French authorities when they're talking about Muslims. Yeah, that feels a little flat, right? Because it feels like, yes, you know, the French cops are just racist against Muslims.
No, I didn't see it as a French thing. I saw it as just, this is what non-CIA agents see. That's how I saw it, right? I didn't see it as particularly French. I didn't see it as particularly police officer problem. I just saw it as, if you don't know, this is how you, it is easy to fall under that trap of, oh, all these guys are all terrorists.
But that didn't even affect me so much because all of the other characters are drawn so well and the character relationships are so good that it works. There are also sufficient twists and red herrings along the way too.
Yeah.
And I was hooked. I mean, you and I both binge-watched all 8 episodes in one sitting.
I binged it. I made the mistake of starting it late Friday night with my wife.
That's a mistake.
We finished at 4 in the morning.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a great Saturday, Friday night.
John Clark isn't in this show,
yeah,
and I'm not sure why.
Well, there was that interview. There was a magazine interview that said that Carlton Cuse came out and said, well, it's a rights problem.
It is, because John Clark is part of the Rainbow Six team.
Yes.
In the novels as well. And of course, Rainbow Six, there's a whole other series to it.
There's
a video game series.
I think
they're trying to make
a movie
for the longest time.
There's a conversation about a movie, yeah.
Correct. So we have a John Clark substitute, if you will.
Clark-esque.
Called Mathis.
Or Garth.
Or Garth.
Like Brooks.
That's right. He keeps changing his name because he's that kind of CIA.
Every different country he goes to, he always introduces himself with a different name. Great, I love it.
And he's pretty cool.
I like him.
He's
like
essentially Clarkler. They needed a different name. That's what he is.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't get to see much of him. So
I'm sure he'll come back.
Yeah. But for the moment, he is a fringe character. But man, I've been a fan of the books for such a long time. Mm. And movies have just been too far and few between. And I love watching Jack Ryan on screen.
Okay, so what did you think of the Chris Pine one?
I didn't like the Chris Pine one because I kind of felt that it was going nowhere. The problem with the Chris Pine one, even though it was directed by Kenneth Branagh, which in itself is just a weird choice for that movie, but let's go with it.
Yeah.
My problem with that was it felt like they were trying to reboot a series and they were doing all of those things necessary to set up a reboot.
Yeah.
When actually it was unnecessary. All I wanted to do was I wanted to see Jack Ryan go on these adventures. I didn't need the setting up of a Tom Clancy universe. That's what that Chris Pine movie felt like to me. It was fun. It had all the great action set pieces, and it was fine.
But my problem, and I mentioned this to you when we were talking about it, my problem with a lot of these Jack Ryan-esque spy shows is there's not enough analyst spy stuff. It's always they jump to the action bit.
And the Affleck movie did that too.
Yeah, and the Jack Ryan series does a little bit. That does a little bit of the analysis bit. Sure, they don't show it to us, but they show, like, you know, Krasinski sitting in a room overnight just figuring this stuff out. And I like that. I want to see more of the hard graft analysis work as opposed to just the going down to Syria and blowing shit up.
Because that's the role. That's the character.
That's the character.
That's what he
does
in the books, right? And he's always the reluctant traveler. I shouldn't be here with a gun. I'm an analyst, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, some of the characterizations that they've got in this series are spot on. So apart from the goodness thing, the other thing they do really, really well is his brashness. So when he's in a room, he's always going to put up his hand and speak out of turn because he knows he's got the right answer.
Right.
He's like, all you politicians don't know what you're talking about. I've done the research.
But okay, so Krasinski's portrayal of that doesn't come off as arrogant.
No.
He's not like a know-it-all. He's just like, no, I have to stop you because you're going to get people killed. I know the right way to do it. And I like that. I like his brashness. Didn't come off as arrogance. Yeah.
Jack Ryan is streaming on Amazon Prime. You should go check it out. Amazon Prime, of course, is available in Malaysia.
Yes, it is.
So you can subscribe. You don't have to do anything illegal.
Yeah. Watch it on Amazon Prime because you've got the Amazon Prime's got subtitles and you'll need subtitles. A lot of this is...
It's in French. It's in Arabic.
Yeah, it's a lot of different languages. So do catch it on Amazon Prime. Catch it with subtitles on.
Let us know what you think when you've seen it. I'm on @UmarPagan.
I'm @BahiY.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.